Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Julie from New York.
Hi, Julie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, this is Jeannie. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, nice.
Down here where it's too hot today.
Too hot today, huh? Well, it's nice and cool here today, so.
Oh, that's good. We're actually having a cool down of 10 degrees today. We're only going to be 98.
Oh, I'd like some of that.
You would?
I would.
Well, come on down.
How far are you from Sedona?
Oh, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Really? That's a dream vacation for me.
Is it?
It is.
Have you ever been there?
No, never.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. You definitely have to go there.
Well, if I ever decide to make it there, I'll give you a call.
Please do.
That would
be great. What part of New York are you in?
Upstate New York.
Upstate?
Yep, upstate.
That's beautiful up there.
It is very pretty.
Good morning. This is Jeannie in Phoenix. We've got Julie in New York. Who else do we have?
Lee in California.
Hi, Lee.
Good morning.
Darlene in California.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good, good. Who else do we have?
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I'm filling in for Char this morning.
Ah, she must still be on the road.
They're still on the road. Not in a place where the cell phone works.
Yeah.
So.
Where did they go? Did they go for the Rhythm of Mekan somewhere?
They went down to Irving, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're in between Phoenix and there. I think they're here still in Arizona somewhere, but they're in the mountains or something. We don't have mountains, we have hills.
Hills.
Compared to some mountains.
They're going to Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been through Texas already.
Oh.
And they're on their way back to Oregon. So we've been expecting them yesterday, but they had some, some complications or something, but they should be rolling in here sometime today. And then on to Irvine, and then on up, I think, to Oregon. Something like that. So anyway, I guess you're stuck with me today. She'll be here tomorrow. Oh,
I don't think stuck is the word.
No, it's not stuck.
Enjoyment.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. You guys make this call so pleasurable, you know. Of course, you know, the mission that we have is so huge. And it all started with the China study. I'll do our little advanced lifestyle opening statement, I guess. The purpose of this call, the advanced lifestyle call, is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And I was just reading a little bit in the China study. This is where it all started for us. Almost a year ago, in reading the China study, which they've dubbed the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted. And it's by a gentleman, T. Colin Campbell. And it started with the largest nutritional study. There were 880 million participants. Just this huge thing. And in his book, he describes some of those studies. So he gives you some suggestions, but he also gives you the reason why the conclusions are that way. And they're just virtually undeniable. And so it's amazing. From there, we have a lot of us are reading in on John McDougall, MD's books and things, too, so which falls right along those edges, right along with those. And, you know, there's a statement I was reading this morning in Dr. Campbell's book where what he does is he empowers us to make informed choices. And, you know, it's so awesome that we do get to make those choices. And we can make good ones or bad ones, and I do both. And I try to make good choices most of the time, and I find if I eat properly, I make better choices. the more I eat properly, the more better choices I make. And because my body doesn't just get out of whack and blood sugars go crazy and I just grab the next thing. So that's what we're here to do, is to help each other. And if we have anybody new on the call this morning, we're here to answer your questions if we can. And there's a whole collection of great folks here on this call that have a lot of great insight. So with that said, thank you for letting us enter your home or your car at this time, your office, wherever you may be. And if you find beneficial information from this call that's helpful to you, please pass on the call number and the time to others and bring them on. So anybody else join us?
This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Much better today, thank you.
Good. Were you having a challenge there or something?
It was funny. I checked in yesterday, and then Nancy was so kind to call me back because she didn't hear me on the call. And I was really, for a little while, I've been really very tired, and I haven't really been making sure that I'm eating properly or eating enough, I should say. And so I increased my, really paid attention yesterday to my protein intake, and I found that my energy started coming back. And one of the tips that I remember her talking about was putting the shake, the Body Balance shake, putting a scoopful of that in my oatmeal. And I think, that between adding that to my, my protein intake, I think has made a big difference. And it was really very delicious. So I thank Nancy. I don't know if she's on the call or not, but I thank her for, calling
me. On you.
I appreciate that. You guys are great.
Yeah, no, it's nice to know that we're in this thing together, and we can all... Sometimes it's hard to remember everything.
Anybody had any problems with that? Not eating enough protein, or not really paying attention to make sure that you have enough,
Yeah, I know I have. I tend to get busy doing things and then I skip things. That's why I was saying this morning, I find when I eat right and I eat often enough, I don't really crave things and I don't go off, and just start a cycle. I can start a cycle of spiraling into things, have a bite of chocolate here or there, and so get going in the wrong direction if I'm not careful. What I do is I try to beef up my grains. I'll have some rice and beans and things like that too.
Beef up your beef, B-E-E-F? Beef?
Beans, B-E-A-N-S.
Beans up your grains?
Beans and grains.
I said beef up your grains. I'm sorry.
Well, I do beef them up a little bit.
A Freudian slip there?
Yeah. I beef them up with beans. No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know what I tried yesterday, which I went to the Whole Foods store, too. That was my problem, too. I was kind of like just going from what I had in my pantry as far as the, making like a bean salad and just throwing that on a salad, and that's all I would have throughout the day, So that's why I think I just wasn't eating enough protein-type foods. But I went to the Whole Foods store, I always wanted to try this sesame tofu, which was like a coating on the tofu that they baked, and the flavor was more like it had sesame seeds, and it had, I know there was some soy in it, soy sauce. Some kind of a soy sauce in it. But boy, oh boy, was that ever delicious. And I had that with jasmine rice, and it was like, like a Chinese restaurant. It was really very, very tasty. I'd like to know how to do that.
Yeah, I wonder if we could figure out a way to make that ourselves. I guess.
Yeah, have you ever had it?
No, I've seen it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, oh, try it. It is so good. I only got a couple of pieces of it because I didn't want to buy it and then have it not tasteful, And I wish I bought more now. But it was very, very, very good. I wish I knew how to make it. That would be a great thing. I should go on their website and see if maybe they might have a recipe for it.
There was a thing I saw yesterday in the McDougall Maximum Weight Loss book about vegetables with protein and corn. We were talking about corn. Somebody was eating a lot of corn, and corn is high in protein. And I cannot find that page now. I was looking through it to find
well,
it.
Well, you know, it's funny that you're saying that because I have like a nutritional book that has all kinds of foods in it. That's what I was doing. I was highlighting all the vegetables and the beans and things like that, you know, and highlighting the protein amount of it. And one cup of kernel corn is 5 grams of protein.
Okay, good.
And in an ear, it's 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you don't get a whole cup off of an ear, I guess, huh?
No.
Probably not.
Not probably, no.
Yeah.
No.
I've got some corn in the fridge here.
And I think there was another one, too. I think peas also.
Peas are high, yes.
Very high, yeah. Peas, I mean, for a cup of peas, it's about 8 grams of protein.
Yeah. I like
peas. You know, that's in a cup.
It's interesting. These are the starchy vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And potatoes are about 5, you know, they're doing that. Between 2 and 5, so depending on what you have.
Just remember, according to Dr. McDougall, the SAD diet is way too high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to get to that point at all.
Yeah, but I think that was my problem, Nancy. I wasn't having enough because I really paid attention to it yesterday. And
you felt better?
I felt much better yesterday, yep.
Well,
and even this morning I felt a lot better, so... Mm-hmm.
Good.
And just, yeah. Yep. Thank you.
You do this. Darlene, and I think you have to make sure you get enough carbs because I think you get your energy from your carbs.
From your what?
From your carbohydrates.
Oh, carbohydrates, right.
That's where I understand that your energy comes from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought, you know, having a big salad, I mean, I was making like a 12. You know, like Mary Lou would say about a 12 vegetable salad. I was making that every week and having that. But I wasn't having enough. I know it was that, you know, not really paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Patty, you did what the woman on Oprah did. Did anybody watch Oprah yesterday?
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
That was one of the things she said to do, your self-worth work, which was the second thing. She wrote a book on quantum wellness, and guess what, guys? Oprah is going to become vegan for 21 days.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She
has
a woman on whose name is Kathy Preston, but an F, who wrote a book, Quantum Wellness. She has 8 pillars of wellness. First one is conscious eating, body, mind, spirit, aware of where your food comes from. That's why she started on her quest for first said vegetarian, but she's a vegan. She and you can imagine what the audience expressions were when she was saying
yeah.
it. And Oprah even said to her, isn't this kind of radical? And the woman answered, I loved her answer, if I had started out the way I am today, yes, that would have been radical, but I took baby steps.
Mm.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, we've talked about this on the call. A lot of people don't want to just say, okay, today's it, I'm finished. So baby steps are okay. You know, how are the animals treated? How is the environment affected by the food we're eating? How did the food get to your plate? And she does a 21-day cleanse by eliminating all the foods that we are eliminating on this program. Second one is self-work, which is what Daddy was doing, reading. You go inside, you find where you're stuck, and you push yourself past what's comfortable, find books to help you, and guess what book was on the top? Did you notice that, Daddy?
Yeah.
China Study. She didn't say anything about it, but that was the book she took, and I recognized it instantly. Next one is service. You know, do service for other people, I believe. I didn't write anything down. Find fun activities. It loosens up your energy. I wish I could read my writing. It makes you feel grateful for everything, and it gives you levity in your life. She says, eliminate a few things that are irritating your body. Give up caffeine, sugar, gluten, alcohol, and animals. Eat beans. And so Oprah said, what's left?
Yeah.
As we've all wondered. Eat beans, grains, avocados, nuts, fruit, she looks for progress, not perfection. Isn't that important?
Yeah.
And you work from the inside out. This is going to be really interesting to watch and follow.
When is she starting?
Yesterday.
Okay, good.
She got to work, and she always has breakfast ready for her, which is like an omelet, white omelet or whatever. And she said, no, I can't eat that anymore. They made her oatmeal and fruit, I think.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be very instrumental in watching what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you for bringing that up.
It was really good. And the book sounds interesting.
And what's the name of it, Quantum?
Wellness, and I think it's just coming out now.
Okay. And her name is Preston with an F?
F-R-E-S-T-O-N. First name Kathy, and I think I'm almost positive it was a C.
Interesting.
Very.
All eyes on Oprah. No.
Well, you know. What was her last name?
Preston, F-R-E-S-T-O-N. You know, she's gained back however much, which she originally attributed to her thyroid, which has been under control now for at least 6 or 8 months, I think, and seems to be really not moving in any correct positive direction. So she's looking for something, as we all know. You know, we've been there. We all look for the magic potion.
Yeah. And I think the exciting thing is that she's going to really pick up the ball and run with it, because she's going to find some instant gratification just in the way she feels.
She said you'll find it within, I forget how many days this Kathy said, you'll find a difference. 3 to 5 days, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kathy looked very healthy.
Yeah, pretty girl with a great body. You know, she specifically, it sounded like, started it because of how, and you know what an animal right is, Oprah is, but that's why she started. I don't think it was for health. But, you know, it was just so funny. Well, what's left to eat?
Mm-hmm. I like the way she said it. The wine is a fruit.
Right. That was good. I think she's, I think she probably has a drink or two every day.
Wow.
Yeah. It should be interesting, too, because she's going to do a blog.
Right. I forgot, yeah.
Noting every day what goes on with her on this journey.
Oh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Journaling, there's journaling.
There you go.
True, you're right. And we are invited to also participate.
Yes.
Oh, good. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch and see how this happens. Is she going to do like a recap show or something at the end?
I would imagine if she's really successful, it will be very evident in more ways than one.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Good deal.
You just never know.
You know, people really do, even though there's a lot of diets, a lot of information, a lot of books. I mean, when you go to the bookstore, you see stuff like it's huge, diet and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But people are still confused about how to improve their health and what to do. I mean, you just jump from diet book to diet book to diet book.
But the bottom line is, diets don't work because you go on them to go off. I have a friend who recently got rid of 20 pounds, and I said, that's great. You know, she has complained about her body for a long time to me, knowing what I've done. And she said, last week, I can't have anything in the food, and I can't even have a cake or cookies in the freezer because they call. Mm-hmm. She said, I can't believe how I'm just eating now. And I'm thinking, well, you went on a diet, and now you're off. You know, I didn't say anything, but... You know, we all do.
What's those informed choices that we want to make?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know when you were saying that this author had said she did baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at the progression of the lifestyle program, you know, it's progressed. You know, as new information comes out, we need to look at it and decide. You know, and because each day we do make choices, whether we realize it or not, you know.
And our baby steps were the education process for all of us.
Exactly.
You know, and as she said, if I had started where I am today, and we all think if we're introducing somebody to Nikan that they should know everything we know, or if we're introducing somebody to lifestyle that they should know everything we know, and they can't, because we didn't either.
Right. Right. Yeah. So it's a progression. That's why it's good to find out what you're interested in learning and then in that area, and then go from there.
Yeah. Somebody gurgling.
Somebody's breathing heavy. No.
Good one.
Better than snoring, I guess. No.
We had that too in the call.
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody else have a concern?
The outside walking, maybe that's what it is.
Somebody walking. I'm echoing.
I was echoing too, but it was like the wind just now. It's gone. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Good. Good
this
deal.
Is funny, but I was thinking of how many people that Oprah has touched, how many people's lives that she has touched and that she's going to continue to touch.
Yep.
Using the media, you know, with that is really, really very neat.
Yep.
You know, having Dr. Oz and, you know.
He's on today.
Yeah, he's going to be on. That's supposed to be interesting, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to see what time
he comes on here.
Yes.
I've been doing the Quick Weight Loss for a while, and I have all three of the cookbooks, and I keep going back and rereading and gaining new information. But when I eat that much carbohydrate, I am hungry all day long. Does anybody else have that problem?
Can I ask you a question? Are you physically hungry or just not satisfied?
I feel physically hungry.
Okay.
And I'll drink water, then I'll get a piece of fruit, and then I'll, like last night, I went and had a cup of rice, and, you know, I just keep eating and eating.
What's happening with your weight?
Nothing. I've just plateaued, and I'm just staying right there.
You know,
I just wondered if anybody else was having how you work through the carbohydrate changeover.
One thing I have found, and I've been experiencing what you've experienced for a long time, days worse than others, but one thing I have found is by chewing my food more slowly, that does seem to help, at least with this being satiated. And, you know, McDougal wants you to eat your salad, at least start your meal with a big salad. And I do that anyway. And a lot of it for me is staying away from the kitchen.
Okay.
And being busy away, because I find days when I'm upstairs doing work, you know, for my husband or whatever, I'm not looking for food like I do when I'm downstairs in the kitchen or when I'm walking through the kitchen. And if I'm walking through the kitchen and I want something, I have baked potatoes in the refrigerator. I will cut off a piece of whatever kind of potatoes in there. You know, and sweet potato, you know, for me who likes sweets, is wonderful to cut off a piece. It really does satisfy my sweet desire. But there have been many times when I will get up from even dinner where I've had a huge salad and sometimes rice and potato, and I get up from dinner like, did I just eat? I'm still hungry.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes just waiting and seeing if it does, you know, after I clean up from dinner, am I still feeling that way? Usually not. It's just that, it's probably that I'm not having something that's satisfying me, at least making me feel like I've had something substantial. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Because if you remember, when I went to that restaurant a couple weeks ago, the vegan restaurant, when I came out of there and I brought half of my dinner home, it wasn't that, and the salad was probably a quarter of what I normally eat. When I came home, I wasn't, and it was an hour later, I wasn't hungry at all night, and it was just the idea that I had had something more substantial probably than I make here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You're listing pretzels as a snack, and I just keep, and I haven't bought to look at a package, but I keep thinking pretzels would be high in fat.
The process, I sometimes make popcorn, air popcorn.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll eat that just because I'm looking for something to munch on, which is the wrong reason to be eating, obviously, but it does sometimes get me over a hump.
Okay.
But pretzels are processed, and most of them have some salt. If you can eat just one pretzel and that's going to satisfy you, go for it.
Okay.
My feeling.
All right, thanks.
I mean, that's my permission, but, you know, it may not be 100% of what you're looking for, but if it's going to get you over a hump and you can eat just one and not have the bag call you, I don't think you're going to totally destroy everything.
Okay, thank you.
I find if I don't have enough, like lentils or beans or hummus, I use a lot too. If I don't have something like that that has more protein, that I am hungry throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've mentioned before, this chiropractor I listen to has mentioned anyone who wants to get rid of weight, i.e. fat, you really need to eat beans. That's the magic key for getting rid of weight.
It's the fiber that's in them, too, I think.
Right. I think so, yeah. And it probably will help make you feel full.
Right.
Well, on yesterday's call, you mentioned you eat all the vegetables you want. How do you limit your rice and beans? Is that a cup per serving for a meal or a half cup?
Do you have the Maximum Weight Loss book?
Yes.
Have you read it?
Yes, I have, and you know how you don't remember everything you read. It's laying right in front of me.
Anybody know what chapter that is?
Chapter 6.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go back and reread it.
Yeah, I'm just reading it for the first time, and he makes on page 67, there's guidelines for healthy eating, and he talks, the second one is grazing.
Okay,
eating six or more small meals a day. You do that already, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Yeah.
Yes, okay, I'm looking at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, for me, I know that's helpful when I get really hungry.
Over there on the 73, it says moderate, rapid, and hasty, and it talks about two-thirds starch. And okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the page I was looking for.
Okay.
Okay. And then he lists somewhere in here, too, what those foods may be, probably in the beginning of that chapter somewhere. He does the starchy vegetables and then the green and yellows.
But as we heard yesterday, cauliflower is really good for us.
Yeah, cauliflower is high in protein, too.
You don't hear about cauliflower, and I love it.
Yeah, I do, too. We like cauliflower a lot. We roast it in the oven.
Oh, I love it raw, the crunch.
Yeah, well, raw is always good.
Yeah.
I like that in my salads.
Me too.
And, you know, we just, if you talk about chewing,
yeah.
When you eat the raw vegetables, and I have raw carrots in the fridge, too, the little baby carrots,
mm-hmm.
Just to snack on when I really want something that's quick, you know. And then I wash up some radishes and those kind of things and have them in the fridge. Those are things that we like here. And
can I just ask one question before we go on? I don't know.
Go ahead.
Mary Lou, with her emails coming back, she has it all taken care of except for whoever Cliff May at Q.com is. Anybody know who that is?
I don't.
Or is that person on the line? She said that apparently there was a problem with MSN and Hotmail, and so now it seems to be cleared up. But this Cliff May at Q.com is the only one that she doesn't know and keeps coming back. So if anybody knows who this person is, tell them to put her off the spam list or something.
Yeah. Thank you, because I have that here, and I was going
to
re-ask again.
Oh, okay. I didn't know she sent it to you. Good.
Yeah.
I figure before people start leaving us.
Yeah, good idea. Don't leave us. Please don't leave. I know it's getting to the bottom of the hour, but...
Can one of you repeat the email to get on to some of the emails that you guys are sending around, or how I get involved in the emails?
Oh, that's Mary Lou's email. Do you have a pen there?
I do.
Okay, it's Rairdens, R-A-I-R. Let me start over.
There's air on the... Oh, you're right.
R-A-I-R-D-O-N-S. R-A-I-R. D-O-N-S at comcast.net.
Okay.
And just send Mary Lou an email and say I would like to be on the lifestyle email.
Put lifestyle as the subject.
The advanced life. Yeah, okay. Lifestyle in the subject.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and who is this?
This is Julie.
That's Julie. Okay, Julie.
Yep, thanks.
I got to learn your voice.
Where are you, Julie?
I'm in upstate New York. Well, unfortunately, I don't get to get on the calls very often because of that lovely four-letter word, but when I have my day off, I look forward to hearing all of you.
Good.
Well, that's great.
And who was that other person that was asking the questions about being hungry? From the South.
Maybe she's gone.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Did I know I was going to...
Oh, I had it on mute. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What is your name?
Margaret June from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. My parents live in Fort Worth. Yay, Margaret. All right, Margaret, good.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your questions.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you need, you know, need some help that way, that's always good. Or if you have a comment or any of that too. So, awesome. I might be coming to Fort Worth at the end of July.
Oh, well, that's the wrong time of year.
I know.
Not for Jeannie, she's coming from Phoenix.
I know, I live in Phoenix. It's just hot here anyway. I think it's hot in a lot of places, but anyway.
We may get up to 60 today.
Oh, don't rub it in.
We're going to be 99.
Ooh.
And humid.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's hard. This time of year is really hard there in Fort Worth. Well, Julie was saying she wants to come down here to this heat. I love it. Well, good. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
We're sure.
She is not here yet.
You're kidding.
No, they had some complications happen, but they'll be here. They'll be rolling in.
So you had your dinner alone last night? Okay.
Mid-morning, yes.
And
it was delicious.
Good.
You know what? I made that, the pecan mushroom burgers, but I made it into what the Syrian version is called kippi. But they used to use meat, beef. And so I took this pecan mushroom mixture and made it into this kibbeh recipe. It is absolutely delicious. And my husband looked at me and said, are you sure we're not eating the original stuff? It
doesn't
taste so good. So what I learned is that it's all in the spices.
Mm. Sure.
It's the spices has a lot to do with it.
Did you make patties and grill them, or did you make it as a meatloaf?
Well, I made it. It's kind of like a meatloaf. You take half of the recipe from the pecan mushroom burger recipe, and you put it in your hands, and you make like hamburger patties, it looks like, and then you smash them into the bottom of a... You're going to make a layer is what you're going to do, is layer it. So you smash it into the bottom of your casserole or whatever. And then I made a stuffing. Usually you would take ground beef and pine nuts and onions and garlic and green peppers. But I used, I chopped up some portobello mushrooms and onions and peppers and garlic and toasted some pine nuts. And I cooked kind of cooked it a little bit with a little bit of olive oil. I usually use olive oil, but I used water this time in our cookware.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mushrooms create a lot of water anyway, so. And then I threw in some spinach and let it saute a little bit in there, too, until it just went down, you know, smaller. And then I put that in a layer of that. And then I took the other half of the pecan mushroom burger recipe, made the little smash, you know, little patty stuff, and laid it on top. And then you score, it's where it all covers, and then you score it like brownies. You make your squares, and then I drizzle just a little bit of olive oil on top. And then you bake it. And usually when it was red meat, you bake it for an hour, but I bake it for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
And it is absolutely, and you put cumin, allspice, mint, dried mint, you know, and parsley, dried parsley in there. It's just delicious. So, and you know, the pecan mushroom burger is made with bulgur wheat, mushrooms, and toasted pecans and onions. So, and salt and pepper. You know, I use more pepper than salt.
And he thought he was eating meatloaf.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
He's like, wow, the spicing of it was just like. When he was eating the kibbeh, he goes, "You got to make this when we go for Thanksgiving up to Michigan." So, and then I made a tabbouleh salad. You know, now granted, this was like you got to spend some time in the kitchen. It took me a couple of hours to get all this together. You know, so it's not like something I make all the time. But we do have plenty of leftovers for today. So when they come in, we'll have lunch probably. And
how is it cold, or is it better warm?
It's good both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the longer it sits, the better it gets, actually. But it was really good last night.
Did you say you added cumin, allspice, and mint?
Yeah, dried mint. And I use a lot of it, a lot of all of those to spice it. And I don't measure. This is so funny. My mother-in-law taught me how to make this when we were eating red meat. And I watched her for years, and it's just one of the favorite dishes. And so I watched her make it, and I would say, well, how much of this do you put in? She goes, oh, well, I don't know. So now I'm doing the same thing here.
But, a little, you know, of this and some of that.
It's a taste, you know, and I always let my husband taste it because he's developed that over the years, you know, growing up eating that. And he'll say, oh, it needs a little more of this, a little more of that. But I love cumin, and, you know, what I found, too, is cumin is a, it's a digestive spice. Mm-hmm. It helps your digestion. And I thought, well, no wonder they put so much of that in this red meat dish, you know. It helps the digestion, you know. And then they usually put plain yogurt on top, you know, or have that on the side. Mm. And that's another, supposedly, now that we don't do, you know, dairy, but I did not serve it with soy yogurt. I thought about it, but I didn't. And then you have a bunch of fresh vegetables cut up on the side. You have green onions and all that. And if you want to do pita bread, or we didn't do any pita bread. I had a huge salad on the side, and then I put the tabbouleh right on top. I made some tabbouleh salad with parsley. And do you know what tabbouleh is?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It's mostly parsley. I took two bunches of parsley and chopped it up real fine. And then you add tomatoes and chopped tomatoes, chopped cucumbers, chopped. Oh, I forgot to put the cucumbers in. I'm just remembering now. Oh, boy. It's still good. Well, maybe I'll add one today. I was just like, I just put them away in the fridge this morning. I went, oh, the cucumbers. Anyway, and it has, usually used bulgur wheat, but I made the quinoa tabbouleh. That's actually, it's in, the recipe is in the Students Go Vegan cookbook. If you have that one. And it's made with the grain quinoa. Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Can I ask a question? This is Carolyn from Tacoma.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. Can I, do you send out that bulgur recipe? It really sounds delicious.
The bulgur?
The one you just talked about.
The bulgur,
as a recipe, as something I can use. Well, because I didn't copy it all down.
The mushroom hamburgers.
Yeah.
The pecan mushroom burger. Yeah, we can send that out to you. Do you have an email, Carolyn?
I do. You want it over right now?
Or why don't you send it to Mary Lou? Are you on Mary Lou's list?
Mary Lou, yeah.
I'm not on the list, but I copied down that email address.
Get on the list, and then it would be better, because there could be other new people who were not on the list months ago when it came down and are now that would like it, too.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and say, I would like the pecan mushroom burger sent. I'll tell Mary Lou or whatever, too.
Thank you.
Send them out. Yeah, it makes a great burger, too, with Memorial Day coming up.
Are the pecans real strong in there? Do you think you could use another nut?
I've been wanting to change to a different nut, and I haven't yet.
Uh-huh. I try walnuts.
But I bet you could use almonds.
Walnuts?
Use any of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or walnuts. I bet you could, yeah. In fact, the next time I make it, I'm going to do that.
Good.
I'm going to switch. I just happened to have pecans yesterday, mm-hmm. So I used those. But, yeah, I would imagine you could use any of the nuts. Because some nuts are better than others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you use is you use like 3/4 cup
mm-hmm.
of nuts, and you're using, let's see, 8 ounces of mushrooms. And I just use, sometimes I get the baby Bellas or just the regular normal white mushrooms, you know, buttons. I've used portobellos in there, too, and you know, any kind of mushroom I think is going to work. But 8 ounces, I think, is what they call for.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it makes 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever...
You know, about the size of a burger bun. They're not like giant patties, but they're about the size of a burger bun.
Have you ever frozen them?
Yes, they freeze beautifully.
Oh, okay.
In fact, when we make them, for Ricky and me, when we work on the weekends, we usually... we'll make them like on Thursday or Friday and put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we take them to work with us. And we have sprouted buns. We found some sprouted hamburger buns. And I'll put a pile of lettuce on top of it. What I do is I take it out of the freezer. I have a toaster oven. And I put it directly on there's a little broiler pan that came with it. And I mm-hmm. stick it in there. I preheat the broiler oven on broil for just a couple minutes, and then I broil them for like 3 or 4 minutes on each side.
So you freeze them raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Or if you want to cook them up and freeze them, either way, you know,
right.
Either way it works.
Okay.
Because you know it's already cooked anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You do use, in that recipe, you do use an egg substitute, which is the equivalent of one egg.
Oh.
And I use that energy. Is it energy or something? Egg replacer.
I think water would work just as well to hold it together?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably would. Because it's not a whole lot, you know?
Right. But if that's the only thing you're going to use it for...
Yeah, and then it has bulgur wheat that you soak your bulgur wheat. I think it's like 3/4 cup or something like that that you soak for 20 minutes with some hot water. It's all in the recipe there, but anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's my favorite. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've served it to guests, and they've loved it. So, and sometimes when we have burgers, we'll make a sweet potato fry. We'll instead of frying them, we bake them in the oven, take our sweet potatoes and cut them up. I used to toss them with a little bit of olive oil and some spices, but now I just toss it with a little bit of maybe vegetable broth or something, too. It works just as good, and put them in the oven for about 20 minutes or so, depending on how thick your potato slices are. So
I wonder if a quick spritz of something like Pam would give
them a little... Yeah, Pam would work.
Just bite, you know, after reading the label, deal with...
I know. Don't go, shh.
Yeah.
That was a funny thing on the, on the label thing. Good. And then I like to serve either a salad with that, too, or I made the first time I ever made that burger with the sweet potato fries, I made big chunks of broccoli on the side, too. And I actually took a picture of it. It was so pretty. I couldn't believe it was so good. So anyway, enough about that.
Well, even with the potato fries that you were talking about, if you're, you know, making a whole tray of them, you can cut different kinds of potatoes and do it, not just sweet. Yeah, which is, you know, nice variety.
Do a whole variety is great, and sometimes we roast garlic along with it.
Ooh.
Just put whole garlic cloves along there with it. You can put any vegetable you want, really, on there. We've done asparagus. We've done cauliflower.
Mm.
Along with it, we just make a medley sometimes and include the potatoes there too. But you want to cut your potatoes kind of slim when you do that, in a French fry kind of form.
Mm-hmm.
I use my mandolin slicer for that. So. Well, awesome, everybody. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off all in all of that, but I did. So there.
Hi, this is Denise from St. Louis. Can I ask a quick question?
Yes. Hi, Denise.
Hi. I was out walking when you mentioned that book, and I didn't have anything to write with.
Oh.
At the beginning of the call, what was that called? The name of the
book?
Was
that your book, Nancy?
Quantum Wellness, the one on Oprah?
Right. Quantum Wellness, and the author again?
Kathy Freston, F-R-E-S-T-O-N.
T-O-N.
It sounded like it's like a really new book just coming out.
Okay. Well, I'll check. Thank you.
Hmm? Yeah, you're welcome. Good for you for walking.
I could hold on to that information for a half an hour walking, but apparently not.
That's good. I got to get out and do mine. Actually, I'm doing mine on the treadmill today. Too hot.
Mm.
Well, good. Anybody else have any more questions before we sign off for the day?
Go ahead.
Not a question, but just thanks for all the information that comes on the email, whoever puts that together. And I'm looking at this burger recipe as you're talking, and it's just, I just appreciate the time that y'all take to provide us with this information.
You are certainly welcome. That's Margaret, right?
Correct.
Thank you, Margaret. You guys are what make this call so great. So thank you for coming on with your comments and questions. And remember, you know, when you get helped with things, to pass the call number and time on to other people, too, and invite them on. So.
Somebody else had a question, I think.
Was that Darlene?
No, it was Betty. I just wanted to say that I did get my slicer, Jeannie, and it's heaven.
Oh, good, good. You know, I meant to ask you that the other day, too. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. What a time saver.
Good. Yeah, I love it, too. Awesome.
That brings another question. What's a slicer, Jeannie?
I knew that was coming.
Yes, I did, too.
My husband and I have been in the kitchen gadget business for years, and we have a mandolin slicer that is just really, really wonderful. And Char had passed on that information a while back, and a few people kind of went, wait, what is that? And So if you would like one, I think we have some. I have to ask my husband here and see. You can let me know. They are $20 plus shipping.
Okay.
So I can't remember what the shipping worked out to be. What do you remember, Betty?
Somewhere around $7.
Okay.
$7 and some cents, I
yeah.
think.
Okay.
Okay. And who do I want to just email that to, Mary Lou?
You know what? You can email me if you'd like. Let me give you my email.
Okay.
It's Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
Z.
Z like
number,
zebra?
Z like zebra, uh-huh.
Okay.
The number 2 at cox.net, C-O-X.N-E-T.
Okay, Jeannie Z2 at cox.net.
That's it.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah. Cool.
What's that, Z or 3?
Z is in zebra.
Thank you.
Jeannie?
Yes.
What can you use a slicer for? Is it for all vegetables?
Yes, it's a, we call it the poor man's food processor. But anyway, it's, you can slice thick and thin. You can make thick and thin julienne slices, or like french fries. You know what a julienne is?
Right, yes.
I usually say, who's julienne? But, and so you could do things like shred cabbage. You can slice any kind of fruit or vegetable. You can make french fries. You can chop onions, tomatoes, celery, any of those things that take a long time with knives, you know. And it has a safety handle on it that you stick your food in, so your fingers are protected.
Oh,
so you
good.
Pretty much want to always use that.
Okay.
Is
and,
that?
It has a V-shaped blade, V for vegetable, I always say. Question?
Is that like I've got a knife that is just a double knife. It sounds like this is more than a double knife.
Yeah, it has the frame of the machine is like a rectangle. Do you remember the old slaw boards, the wooden slaw boards? Anybody remember those from years ago? I've seen some at, well, actually have one because we were in the kitchen business. So it's a rectangle. And that holds the main blade. And the main blade is in a V shape. And then it has tracks or a level where you can put in, one insert goes in for slicing, one side says thick, one side says thin. And then you have another one with big teeth on it, and that one goes in. And that will make the big french fries. And then you have one with small teeth that goes in. And they all, each insert works individually. They don't work together. One works, you know. And that will determine what kind of cut you get. And then you stick your food in this holder, and you hold the slicer with the other hand, and part of it is sitting down on the table or on the counter, and then you go back and forth with your food. Chops it up. That makes sense.
It does.
Hard
I have
describe.
The original Cuisinart way, way back, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, and I have about 10 blades with that. So
mm-hmm.
you think that would... If I were to get that out again, it would do the same thing.
I'm not sure. You would. I would just try it and see.
Okay.
This is much easier to clean, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the main stock of the machine is made out of a hard plastic material, and then the blades are surgical stainless steel. And when you get through chopping something, you just turn the tap on, rinse it off, and put it in the dish drain. So it's very easy cleanup.
Oh, that's different.
And that's an attractive feature of it too.
Yes.
And if you need to change those blades, it's amazingly simple.
Yeah.
So if you want to get one, do we just send you a check, or what do we do? What do we do? Because this is Leah, and I'd like to get one.
Yeah. Just if you want to just email me.
Just go ahead and email you and give you the address.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fine, and then we'll figure it out from there. We can do credit card over the phone, or we can do a check, whatever.
Well, I'd be glad to call you and just do a credit card over the phone after I get off the call.
Okay.
No, I have to my husband. I'll do it a little bit later. But what's your phone number?
Yeah, 602-404-2677.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
just sounds like it would be less chance of you cutting yourself or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blades are extremely sharp, and so you do want to watch when you're, you know, when you're moving it around. But as you're using it, it's very safe. Don't you think, ladies?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a healthy respect for it.
Oh, you bet.
You do your, just like you do your good knives, you know? So.
Well, my husband does all of that, so I think this sounds good for him, and he just does it with a plain knife.
Yeah. This should be safer.
Yeah, this would be safer. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, well, we should probably get off the line here. Anybody else have a quick question, or are we set for today?
Good call, Jeannie.
Yeah, this is fun. You guys, I so appreciate everybody's help and information. So, thank
good
you.
Good call,
for,
too, I'll say.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
And thank you, Nancy, for the email.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time commitment to the program, everybody. And if we have any guests listening in, thank you for listening in, and we'd love to have your questions if you would like to participate any time. But thank you and have a great day. And we'll hear you guys tomorrow. Make it a 10-day.
Thanks, Jeannie.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeannie.